This is Ozarks at Large. When Ankur Singh was a freshman in college at the University of Missouri, he took the spring semester off to make a film about learning. He wanted to talk to and hear from high school students about what made them excited about learning. The documentary, Listen, the Film, allows students to discuss standardized testing, curriculum, and why they do or do not become excited about the classroom. The film will be shown tomorrow night at 6 at the Arkansas Union Theater. The screening is free and open to the public and will include a question and answer session with the filmmaker. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked to Ankur Singh about the movie and what possessed him at 18 to go around the country to make it.
What really inspired me to make it was just being my own personal experience with school and just being really frustrated with how stifling it felt, and I didn't feel that I wasn't learning what I wanted to learn or how I wanted to learn. It was just really stifling. And so it kind of set out to show the student's perspective on education.
When you say stifling because it was sort of a learn by numbers kind of thing?
Yeah, where it was like just all about just like memorizing, like mindlessly memorizing information from books and not really like focusing on creativity or critical thinking.
When you became frustrated with that sort of classroom technique of sort of rote memorization, what did you do as a student?
Probably sometime in high school, my grades just dropped a lot. And then it started affecting me, like my mental health, where it just made me like really depressed and like miserable at the time, and kind of like, and that kind of spread to other areas of my life that didn't really involve school.
When you're working on the movie, the documentary, where did you go? And you say you wanted to talk about learning from the student's perspective. What kind of questions would you ask?
Yeah, so I went to all around the country. So I think it was 11 different cities, both like rural and urban, and I went and like interviewed students from all different kinds of backgrounds, where it'd be like a high poverty school or like a rural, like more suburban school. I went to a school in Texas that was like 89% Hispanic, which was really interesting, and then also kind of like alternative schools where they don't really have grades or tests. And I just kind of like talked to the students and just asked them like what they thought about school and like how, like, testing and has affected them. And then the kind of, like, responses I got were, like, really interesting.
Do you think there was something that you were perhaps able to get out of high school students, since at the time you were talking to them, you were barely out of high school yourself?
Yeah, I think that definitely had... I think it was really good as opposed to felt like an adult, because I was able to, like, relate to them more. And, like, I understand with like what they were going through and be more empathetic to their experience. And I think that definitely helped.
I'll admit it's been a while since I was a high school student, more than 30 years. But I remember there were times when I thought my time was being wasted because it was rote memorization. But there were also times that I just wasn't engaging in a subject that later in life I would be. And are you able to tell when someone is actually not being stimulated or when perhaps someone is just not, for whatever reason, intellectually, emotionally, or just whatever reason, ready to learn about that subject? Well, for instance, I was always saying, I don't need math. When am I going to use math? And then as I got older, I realized there were times, indeed, I did need math. And so maybe I wasn't bringing everything I had to the situation either.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's like, it's not like, there's definitely like some responsibility in the student's part. It's not just like on the school. But I think that's something, it's like the world's changing so quickly, and like we don't know what we're going to need in 10 or 15 years from now. And so I think that it's like it's going to be hard to predict what we need to learn now that we're going to use later, because the world is changing so much with the internet and like technology. And so it'd be good to like prepare students, like teach students how to learn rather than what to learn.
Critical thinking.
Yeah, things like that. So that, like, when this new stuff comes around that no one knows how to use, people will be able to, like, figure out, like, how to use it instead of just doing what they know.
Ankur Singh is the creator of the documentary Listen, the Film. He'll be on the University of Arkansas campus to show the film tomorrow night at 6 at the Arkansas Union Theater. The movie is free and open to the public and will include a question and answer session with Ankur. He talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kelms late last week.